to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu. Today we have a lovely bhajan on Lord Vithala. It's a simple, easy to learn bhajan. Here is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Ananda Nandana.
So this has six lines. Let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat. And then you're going to listen to a conversation with Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, sharing his thoughts on what this bhajan inspires in him. And then we will listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Nanda Nandana, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Yadu Nandana, Vithala Hari Vithala Panduranga, Vithala 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 Panduranga Vithala.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp madhyam.
Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Nanda Nandana. 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 Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Yadu 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 Nandana. Vithala Hari Vithala Panduranga Vithala. Vithala Hari Vithala Panduranga Vithala. Vithala Hari Vithala Pandharinath Vithala. Vithala Hari Vithala Pandharinath Vithala. Vithala 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 Panduranga Vithala. Vithala 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 Panduranga Vithala. Vithala 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 Pandharinath Vithala. Vithala 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 Pandharinath Vithala. Jaya Shri Radhe,
So Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a lovely demonstration of this bhajan on Lord Vithala. Again, this is one from the yesteryears. Let us spend some time and learn about the raga of the bhajan. What are the swaras that make the lines of the bhajan? Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts. So what is the raga according to you, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This lovely bhajan is in rag Malkons in the Hindustani classical music. Or we say it Hindolam in the Carnatic classical music. I'm sure this raga would sound familiar to all the musicians and because we have many similar such bhajans in these ragas, Hindolam and Malkons. Especially there are many Shiva bhajans. As it is said that it is this Malkons is more, it came from the age of Shiva and even it is more played in the Rudraveena and other instruments, this Malkons and Hindolam raga. To demonstrate the notes, we have Brother Sai Prasad in Veena, and we shall discuss about the bhajan later on after the Arohana and Avarohana.
Sure.
So in this raga, we have five notes. Sa, ga, komal ga, ma, dha, komal dha, ni, sa, komal ni and sa.
Sa, ni, dha, ma, ga, sa.
I think it's so refreshing to listen
yes.
to Veena.
And every note sounds so divine when it comes from a musical instrument.
Beautiful. I think, as you mentioned, there are many bhajans in this raga, isn't it?
Yes, there are a lot of bhajans. Some of them which I remember now are...
Jaya Jaya Deva Jagadisha Deva Daya
Yes. Bhajan. And also you have
Rama Charan Sukhdai Bhajore Rama Charan Sukhdai Bhajore.
Wonderful bhajan in
absolute
rag Malkons.
Okay, so let's go to the swaras now. I think this is a bhajan which is clearly in Malkons.
Yes, and it has the same tune being followed with different lyrics. Like the first line was Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Nanda Nandana. The second time the same tune comes with the different lyrics of Vithala, Hari Vithala, Panduranga Vithala.
So you have basically
three sets
yes. Of the same tune.
Yes, of the same tune. Just the lines keep getting changed. Like Jai Shri Radhe, then Vithala Hari Vithala, then Vithala Vithala Vithala.
I was reminded of Radhe Krishna.
Yes.
Radhe, you have the same set yes, tune, which exactly. is followed with different lyrics.
Yes.
Even
Nandalala Navanita Chora.
Yes.
That's in Malkons. Natavaralala Gopala Devaki Vasudeva Kumara is the first time we sing the version.
Correct.
With that lyrics. Mohana Murali Gana Vilola Mohan.
Yes. There are many versions like that where the yes. tune repeats
yes.
with
yes.
different lyrics.
Yes. yes.
Relatively it's, simpler.
Yes, the simplicity is the main
yeah.
Aspect in that.
Yes. Wonderful.
So let's have the swaras for this bhajan.
Yeah.
The first line. Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Nanda Nandana. Ma ma ga ma da ma ga sa 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 ga ga ma ma ma. Ma ma ga ma da ma ga sa 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 ga ga ma ma ma. Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Yadunandana Gamadani Sanida Dani Sanida Mama Gamadani Sanida Dani Sanida Mama. So this is the first set of the tune and the lyrics. So the upcoming lines have the same tune but different set of lyrics, like Vithala Hari Vithala Panduranga Vithala, which follows the same swaras. Ma 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 ga ma da ma ga sa 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 ga ga ma ma ma. Again Vithala Hari Vithala Pandharinath Vithala Gamadani Sanida Dani Sanida Mama. Followed by Vithala 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 Panduranga Vithala 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 Pandharinath Vithala.
So this is a medium bhajan or?
Yes, this is a medium paced bhajan. And in fact, since the same, you have the same tune and the different lyrics, in fact, you can, even if you sing towards the end of the bhajan session, you can have a third speed of Vithala, 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 Panduranga, Vithala,
yes.
Vithala, 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 Pandharinath, Vithala. So I think it is composed in that way that even yeah. if you want to sing this bhajan towards the end of a bhajan session, then you can have it as a third speed and
maybe because it. Also the tune repeats in the first speed also. Maybe you can sing the first line twice and second line twice, but the subsequent lines probably you can just sing once.
Once, yes, correct. In the first speed you can have once.
Once, yeah.
And in the second speed you have all the lines once.
Yes,
yes.
And then go fast towards the end.
Exactly. Yeah,
with third speed. Wonderful. So let's discuss the beat also.
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat or Aditalam in the classical music. So you have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Nanda Nandana.
Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Nanda Nandana.
Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Yadu Nandana.
Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Yadu Nandana.
Vithala Hari Vithala, Panduranga Vithala.
Vithala Hari Vithala, Panduranga Vithala.
Vithala Hari Vithala, Pandharinath Vithala.
Vithala Hari Vithala, Pandharinath Vithala.
Vithala Vithala Vithala, Panduranga Vithala.
Vithala Vithala Vithala, Panduranga Vithala.
Vithala Vithala Vithala, Pandharinath Vithala.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sai Prasad, for the Kanjira as well as the Veena.
Thank you so much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we are now in that part of the classroom where we dwell on the meaning of what this bhajan conveys to us. And we will do this through a conversation with Brother Amey Deshpande, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who now works for the Sri Sathya Sai Center for Human Values in Prashanthi Nilayam and is a member of the Prashanthi Mandir Bhajan Group. Sai Ram, Brother Amey, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Brother Vishu, happy to be here.
So this bhajan, short, sweet bhajan, I mean, even though it has six lines, it seems like a very short bhajan because the tune is so simple. And it is a typical Namavali bhajan, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And the tune just flows so easily. And, you know, as I was thinking about the way the bhajan flows and the vibes that it creates, it's so much like just chanting the name of the Lord in joy, isn't
yes.
it? Just all the names. Vithala is such a powerful, vibrant name of the Lord. And the first line has Jai Victory, Jai Shri Radhe. Krishna is also called Radhe. I mean, you have Nanda Nandana and you have Yadu Nandana. It's about that beautiful, you know, if you're singing in a group, you can just picturize that beautiful, vibrant scene of Vrindavan. You know, all the gopis and gopalas, Krishna. And, you know, playing with Krishna, frolicking with Krishna. And if you want to describe that singing, you can sing this bhajan like that. You know, Jaya Shri Radhe, Nanda Nandana,
yes.
Yadu Nandana.
Yes.
And in fact, you know, as I was thinking about it, somehow that mind went to also Bhagavan's childhood. Because Swami also had his own band of playmates.
Pandari Bhajan Group.
Yeah, Pandari Bhajan Group. That is the interesting thing, you know. Out of nowhere, sort of seemingly nowhere, Swami brings in Vithala. In South India, I mean, a god, I think nobody in Puttaparthi, Anandpur, Bukkapattu had any clue about Vithala.
Yes.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, Swami, when he wants to engage all these kids in Nama Sankirtan, you know, he brought the god of the West into the South, into this land of Venkatramana and Balaji.
True.
And, you know, and that really created so much, all the vibrant bhajan singing that Swami did, it was all with Vithala. It started with that Pandari Bhajan group and they used to chant Vithala, Vithala. And I also was reading how Bhagwan, even though it was such a joyous event, but at the same time, Swami was so careful about every member of the group. There was a strict code for every member of the group, how they should dress. Apparently, you know, all they didn't have all those different colors of dress. So they should take their normal dress dyed in haldi in the night. And, you know, so that everyone looks the same haldi color the next morning. And then how they should be dressed, how they should walk, how they should dance as they go from street to street. I mean, the Nagar Sankirtan, you know, Swami was so insistent on Nagar Sankirtan. I remember even when the Sevadal movement started way back in 1968, the first things that they did is they did Nagar Sankirtan.
True.
In fact, after that, Swami was so happy that Swami said, okay, now start Bhajan Mandalis. So Nagar Sankirtan was something which Swami felt was the very, very essential part of the Sathya Sai movement, of the sadhana of a devotee. And he himself started it, you know, as a little one. He yes. went from village to village. And apparently, in some accounts I read that Swami used to walk on knees, actually. In all, even mm-hmm. all these, his playmates, they used to walk on knees.
I see.
And do the bhajans. I mean, that was the kind of rigor with which Bhagwan did. You know, my mind just went, you know, how Bhagwan so beautifully brought that vibrant bhakti culture, vibrant bhajan culture of the West into the Sai Bhajan movement. And, you know, in this bhajan is really a very beautiful glorification of that.
Yeah, not only the West. In fact, the bhakti movement in India itself, you know, whether it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would walk on the streets dancing, the whole ISKCON movement is about that.
Correct.
I think Swami in many ways wanted to tell us that, see, today, you know, in this atmosphere where film songs are played so openly and we are polluting and desecrating the atmosphere, why shouldn't there be a band of people who believe in the Lord's name to purify the atmosphere, number one. And number two, that we have to forget our body consciousness. See, it's right. Very easy for us to sit in our house in the altar and sing bhajans. But to be on the road, yes, in the public,
yes,
you know, today, if someone were to do that, he will be branded as a mad person, right? And Swami often in his discourses would say, so what? You know, yes, there are people who are being mad running after the entire world, after yes, money, after position, yes, after power. Yes. How many people can be considered to be mad for God?
Yes.
Right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that, and yes, all the saints of Maharashtra showed that, that be mad for God. Mirabai was a classic example, yes, from Rajasthan,
yes,
a Maharani. She was a,
yes,
she was a princess and a queen,
yes,
and she was mad for God. So I think a part of the Nagar Sankirtan also shows our madness for God. You
absolutely
know, 5:30 in the morning,
yes,
getting up and in, you know, in the early hours of the morning chanting.
You
the
have
name.
To. You have to forget your body, because, yes, you have to shake your laziness, you have to shake the body conveniences.
Conveniences, whether it is raining, whether,
yes,
it is snowing,
yes,
you know, dogs will be barking. I remember, yes, when I used to attend Nagar Sankirtan in Bangalore, along with the dogs will be coming, you know,
yes,
and they, we will be chased by dogs sometimes,
sometimes,
you know, and yet we would do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, you know, from a singer's point of view, now we can say, you know, it used to spoil my throat, etc., etc. But the joy of singing, yes, doing a Nagar Sankirtan, I think this bhajan kind of captures that, yeah, that move. My mind went back to, in fact, the Warkari movement,
mm-hmm,
in Maharashtra, which is one of the largest human gatherings every year that happens during Ashadi Ekadashi.
Wow.
In Pandharpur. The Warkaris are supposedly the poorest people. They are the farmers of Maharashtra. From all across Maharashtra, they all assemble. They walk, you know, they come to Alandi, which is the birthplace of Jnaneshwara. And from there, they move towards Pandharpur. And they all assemble on the day of Ashadi Ekadashi. And the entire Maharashtra will be kind of, you know, gearing up for this event. And they have only one agenda, which is to reach Pandharpur singing the name of the Lord. And so exactly like the Pandari Bhajan group, that is why Swami also called it the Pandari Bhajan group,
yes,
dancing and singing the name of the Lord and then reaching. So that was where
yes,
my mind went.
Yes.
And every year, you know, there are a lot of fascinating stories of people who have left their jobs to do this walk from their homes to Pandharpur. And they said, yeah, we are ready to leave 100 million jobs, you know, or 100 million rupees, but we want to have the darshan of the Lord. So you get to hear all of this and you see that fervor and, you
yes,
know, the devotion that is flowing through.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have gone to Pandharpur once, and one imagery which has sort of remained in my mind, which I mentioned it before also, but it's really worth repeating, something which I can never forget. First time I'm visiting this place, and huge place, huge arrangements, and that day happened to be some festival day, and you go inside and you have the darshan of Lord Panduranga Vithala, and after that, when you come out, you see that these workers, you are mentioning the poorest of the poor people, they are holding each other's hands and they are dancing, you know, going in circles and dancing. And I was thinking, why are they doing that, you know? Because from where I walked and went, you know, that itself was like quite a distance, you know. I probably would have walked 2-3 kilometers because, you know, they had to stop the vehicles
right,
much before.
Right.
So you have spent so much time, I mean, physically also you're tired, you're having the Lord's darshan, and these people definitely, they have walked for kilometers and they have come, you know. But after seeing the Lord, they are just in jubilation, they are just lost, you know, they have really forgot their body, their tiredness, everything, and they are celebrating the... At that point in time, I didn't know what was happening. I thought, is it some festival? Why are they doing what they're doing? And later on, I realized that that is the way
exactly
the workers celebrate their vision of the divine. I mean, that
yes,
is how it has been going on for
generations.
Once you see the Lord, you
are in ecstasy. You forget the body, you forget the tiredness, you got a new life.
Correct. In fact, that whole darshan itself a very fascinating experience, because if you actually see his form, so if you listen to the abhangs of the saints, you know, for example, there is this beautiful abhang, Sundarate Dhyana Ubhe Vitevari, Sundarate Dhyana, means how beautiful is that dhyana of the Lord who is standing on the wheat. Wheat is the brick, and that is how he gets the name Vitthala.
Correct.
Because he's standing on the wheat, which is a brick. So, you know, I had heard about this, and the whole joy of seeing and, you know, Vitthala was so much there when I went for my first darshan, and I saw him, and, you know, I was taken aback because it is hardly attractive. The form of that Vitthala is hardly attractive by any stretch of imagination. He's black. He has got all, because it's made of that stone. And so there are all of these pimple-like things on his face, like, you know, because of all the abhishekam over the generations that it has happened. His feet are not seen at all because they are fused with the stone, you know. Thousands or millions of people have touched the stone, and with their touches, the feet are today not seen. They are kind of fused. They have become one with the stone below. And I was wondering, I mean, the thought that came to my mind was, what's so attractive about this Lord that has literally taken hundreds of saints into raptures of ecstasy? I am not able to see anything beautiful. See, generally we go and we see a beautiful idol. The idol itself has its charm.
Correct.
So unless they were able to see the Lord within their heart, they couldn't have experienced this ecstasy by just simply looking at the statue, because the statue is not that beautiful. Right? So that was something that, in fact, even to this day, I keep questioning myself, means how ugly I should have been to not have seen the beauty in that. And that is what I continue to keep thinking, that, Lord, let me get that devotion like that of Tukaram or Gora Kumbhar or Savta Mali or Namdev or Eknath or Jnanisha, and the names just go on, who simply stood in the sanctum sanctorum of this temple and they lost themselves. Why? By seeing that form. And that brings me to my second point, and which is what I wanted to share, is the name itself, Panduranga. Pandu is actually white. And Ranga is color.
Yes.
So the one of white color. Now, if you look at the actually Vitthala, in no version of the Vitthala is he white.
Correct.
He's black, 100% black, pitch black actually.
Yes.
Okay, and so how funny it is that his name is Panduranga, while his form, whether he is as Vishnu or as Krishna, are all dark in color. So, in fact, this thought didn't even come to me until I heard one of the Harikatha people who were speaking, and they brought up this point. Isn't it strange that, you know, his color is black, but he's called Panduranga? Means there is no another word also for him. You know, like, okay, Panduranga and then Black Ranga. You know, there is no other way. It's just Panduranga.
Yes.
Right? And this person who was giving the Harikatha told, he is called Panduranga because by seeing him, by having his darshan, we become white, we become pure, our hearts become pure, our minds become pure. Wow. He takes away, the one who has the ability to take away our darkness, which is there in our minds and our heart, and take it upon himself, thus rendering us pure and white, he is the one who is Panduranga. And I loved it so much because that's exactly what happened to us in Swami's presence also.
Absolutely.
When we sat in his presence, all of our darkness, you know, we felt pure when we sat in his presence. We continue to feel pure when we sit in his presence at the Sai Sannidhi. And I think that's one of the greatest, you know, seva that the Lord does for his devotee, which is to take away his darkness and illumine and purify his heart.
Wow. In fact, so many thoughts come to mind as you share this. I mean, we know of so many instances where, you know, somebody would be sitting perhaps, you know, 100 meters from where Bhagavan is seated on the stage, you know, sitting in the 100th line, 200th line, And, you know, they are just in tears. Just one darshan they have had. And their dam within broke. And they have become a sea. And at the end of that, you know, that darshan session, you know, they are a different person. They become cleansed. I mean, yes. I used to think in my foolish mind, you know, when Swami stopped giving interviews around 2005, 2006, interviews become really absolutely...
few and far.
Yeah, few and far. And you know, in my stupid mind, I used to think, oh my God, now, you know, who is going to come to Prashanti, you know? Will all these VIPs come to Prashanti? Because, you know, we have seen so many very, very eminent people come and Swami would give them an audience and, you know, then everything would change, you know, in their lives. You know, they would become devotees.
And we thought that transformation can happen only through an interview.
Interview. I used to think, you know. And in fact, I told someone who was serving Swami personally, you know, very closely, and I told him, you know, I'm really concerned what is going to happen. Swami is not giving interviews. You know? and that person told me, what's wrong with you? His presence is enough. He doesn't really have to do anything. And later on when I joined ADSI, you know, and had conversations with so many people, that's when I realized, oh my God, it's like that. People, they are there wherever they are. And as you rightly said, it's happening even now.
Yes.
People, even now, when they come, they just touch the samadhi or they are sitting wherever they are during bhajan sessions. And that whole cleansing happens. The cleansing process happens. And I think that is the very beautiful significance of Vithala. I think every time as we sing Vithala, if you can think, yeah. Swami, thank you so much. You have cleaned my heart, you know, so beautifully.
Yeah, also the, you know, Panduranga itself is the one who is holding his hands on his hip.
Yes.
And standing.
Yes.
Which is the Lord waiting.
Yes.
You know, that when will my devotee come?
Yeah.
We have seen Swami also standing like that.
Yes.
In fact, we have seen Swami standing with his hands behind him,
yes,
waiting on the veranda. Mm. So I kind of juxtapose generally this, you know,
yes,
whenever a Vithala bhajan comes, mm, I picturize Swami, yes, standing like that.
Lord is ready. Lord is,
yeah,
saying, I am ready.
Yeah, I'm waiting for
I'm waiting.
I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Yes.
When will you take, yeah, that first step towards me? Because I am ready to then take 100 step towards you.
Yes.
So in fact, this bhajan kind of pretty much captures the sentiment of Lord, I will take my first step in that journey, you know,
yes,
singing Harinam Gate Chalo kind of, you know,
yes,
Jai Shri Radhe.
And yeah, also, you know, on a slightly a tangential thought, you know, the Lord is waiting in the legendary story of Pundalika because he was doing his duty,
yes,
towards his parents. You know, Swami mentions how, you know, he says, even if the Lord is there for me, this parent, this is God, you know, this is the God I have seen. This is the God for 18 years who has nourished me and who has taken care of me. So that God may come and vanish, but this is the God that I have known and I have to worship and I have to do my duty to this God first. I think that is another very, very powerful lesson where, you know, you, if you do what you are supposed to do, if you do your duty, if you do whatever Swami has asked you to do, then the Lord is waiting to bless,
yeah,
you.
He is even ready to wait.
He's even ready to wait, you know, for blessings are there. They are just waiting to be poured on you. But provided you just, you know, be steadfast on the path that he has,
yeah,
asked you to follow.
Yes.
And the other thing that you mentioned also about, you know, the name again, Panduranga, when how he takes away all that is dark in us. You know, the thing that comes to mind is Krishna or Vithala is charming, not because he is beautiful, not because he is so
attractive.
It is because in his presence, we become beautiful. In his presence, we become so, so pure. And I think that is what,
yes,
every shrine does.
Yeah. That's why I know that the beautiful line in another bhajan, Mohana Kara Mana Moha Vinasha.
Absolutely.
Jyoti Prakasha Sati Saishan.
Yeah.
So that Mohana Kara means that he is the one who makes us Mohan,
yes,
by Mana Moha Vinasha, by removing the attachment to the world, and when the moment we attach ourselves to God,
yes,
we automatically become beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I think, and Swami has always mentioned that, you know, what is beauty? Beauty is ultimately what emerges, that tejas that emerges from the virtue.
Right.
And I think that is what I think anyone who practices that only can, you know, experience that. And we have seen that in the lives of sages and saints, and we have seen that in so many people who are contemporaries of Bhagwan. Also, many times I like to think about all these people who have served Swami also of that nature, because, you know, when the Lord came, now you saw that kind of character. Correct. That kind of seva, that kind of beauty in these people, and you saw how the Lord was waiting to serve them, because they decided, you know. I was just reminded of Wade Gaonkar sir, you know, when he became a devotee of Bhagwan, and, you know, he saw all these people are becoming close to Bhagwan. You know, he was also thinking, what can I do so that, you know, Swami also talks to me, I also become close to Bhagwan. And suddenly this thought came to him, why don't I do something else? Why don't I do something because of which Swami will come running after me? I don't have to go running after Bhagwan. And that is when he gets this inspiration. In an interview, when he asks Swami, what should I do, you know, Swami says seva, and that is, he decides, this is what I'm going to do in life. I'm just going to dedicate my life to just serving. And you know, his life is
legendary.
Just a legendary saga of how, if you do his work, the Lord, I mean, there are any number of stories from his life where, you know, Swami has gone to any extent. Probably nobody knows. He's not someone whom Swami has given so many Correct. Interviews, or you probably would have never seen him in the veranda also.
Correct. In fact, yeah, I mean, now we are, Swami is taking this opportunity for us to realize what all he has done.
Yes.
Years after he has physically left, you know, because now when we, oftentimes I'm sure, I don't know how you feel about a lot of these people, you know, like Supreme Court judges and yes. politicians, they come and they tell, yeah. it was in 99, I was sitting Correct. There and Baba touched me in my yes. heart. And yes. you're like, what?
Really?
Means, why didn't Baba tell us this? You know, like, for example, the union minister, a yes. very promising union minister,
yes.
Mr. Piyush Goyal,
yes.
he had come for the World Youth Conference.
Correct.
And he's stands there and he says, during one of my most challenging moments, you know, yes. I came here and Baba looked at me and my life transformed after yes. that. And he did it so silently. Swami didn't even go back and to come and tell anybody that, you know, I've changed these many people's life.
Yes.
Or the other day, the Supreme Court judges had come.
Yes.
So many of their personal stories.
Absolutely. Justice Bhandari from the International Court of Justice. Yes. I didn't know. I mean, that Swami has touched his life in such an unimaginable manner.
Unimaginable way. And even the other justice from Andhra Pradesh, you know, he was telling that, actually, I have not even done anything for Baba, and yes. Baba has still blessed my family.
Yes. Yeah.
So innumerable, and these are slowly now unraveling. Oh,
Correct.
For this person also you did something. For that person also you did something. You know, it's like amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, so that is what this, I think each person, as we sing this bhajan, as we sing, chant the word Vittala, Hari also means one who takes away. Hari is a remover.
I think,
you know,
right.
he is, so as we sing, you know, this bhajan, probably we can think about how he has removed all that is unpleasant within us. And every time we chant Vittala, with joy we should chant and sing, saying that, thank you, Swami, you have made my heart pure. Thank you, Swami, you have... If there is anything good in my life, it is thanks to you. And I think that kind of a jubilation.
Yes. And also this bhajan is, I think, very apt for Nagar Sankirtan.
Absolutely.
So all those who are doing Nagar Sankirtan
Simple
out there.
Simple bhajan.
Yeah. Please take this bhajan and, you know.
Yes.
It can be sung with a lot of gusto. In fact, it doesn't go very high also.
Correct.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, screaming or not having the right pitch.
Pitch, yes.
It's a perfect bhajan.
Any person just new to bhajan singing also can very easily
pick up this bhajan.
So a beautiful, perfect namavali. Once you put our bhava into it, then, you know, we have a lovely offering for the Lord. And something which can cleanse our heart. Thank you so much, Brother Amay, for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Amay Deshpande, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University and an accomplished singer and a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. With that, it's time to move on to the last segment of this classroom. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Ananda Nandana.
Shri Radhe, Jai Ananda Nandana.
Jai Shri Radhe. राधे जयनंद नंदन
That brings us to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.